Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi, Sirep Daf Chaf Bezim and Beis 22B, and we're in the very bottom of Daf Chaf Bezim and Aleph. So we're in the middle of a discussion about this concept known as Chavut Rami, which basically teaches us that when you have different parts of the roof on different levels, that we can consider it as if it is all even. It's a kind of an extension of good achlis, where we view the thing as going down, because this is going to be all considered one uniform roof, even though they are on different levels. And Rava told us that when we have the covering, the width of a tefach, that's when we apply Chavut Rami. But when we don't have it, the width of a tefach, then it's not going to apply. So comes the Gemara and says, Yosef Rav Kana v'kamar li la shmaitis. Rav Kana was sitting and telling this over to Rava. Amar li Rav Ashi, Rav Kana. So when he heard this, Rav Ashi said to Rav Kana, v'chol heichad les be tefach, when there's no tefach, meaning when the width of this pole is not a tefach, l'armi no Chavut Rami, is it really true that we don't say this Chavut Rami, that we're going to consider it as if everything is really on equal footing when it comes to the roof? But it was taught in a brisa, and this brisa is dealing with the case of a mavui, an alleyway, where we know in order to carry in it on Shabbos, so we need to have all the sides covered. So it's an open alleyway on one side, so we have a lechi, which is like a post or a korah, some sort of beam that's covering the open side, which allows us to carry on Shabbos. The brisa tells us, korah yotzei mikol hazeh, so a korah that goes from one wall of a mavui and extends all the way across the entrance way, ve'ina nogas b'kol hazeh, but it doesn't touch the opposite wall of the mavui, so it stops short. V'chein shtei koros, or if we have two koros, achas yotzei mikol hazeh v'achas yotzei mikol hazeh, and one korah goes from one side of the wall, the other one goes from the other side, v'ina nogosu b'zu, but there's still a little gap in between. So the halach would be pachos mishosh, if the gap is less than three tefachim, then we can apply the concept we all know as lavud. Lavud, eino tzarech lavi korachar, and then you wouldn't need to go and create another beam in order to close the gap, since it's already valid. Shlosha, but if the gap is three tefachim or more, and we cannot apply lavud, then tzarech lavi korachar, then it would be necessary to bring another beam, since the existing korah is no good. Shem Gamliel says pachos me'arba, that really the gap and whether we consider it to be a valid gap or not, or too big, is all about four tefachim or not. So pachos me'arba in tzarech lavi korachares, arba tzarech lavi korachares. But if it's more than four tefachim, then we would need to go ahead and do so. So what we see according to Rav Shem Gamliel is that four tefachim, not three, is this lavud point. So we've been assuming three the entire mesechta, but this is just the shita of Rav Shem Gamliel. Now the price is going to continue for a little bit till we get to this question. And similarly, if one put two thin korahs over an entranceway, lo bazu kidei l'kabel ariach, and neither this one or that one has the width to support half a brick, which means lo bazu kidei l'kabel ariach, which means that neither of these korahs is a full tefach wide. Im mekavlos ariach l'arach bo tefach, if together they can be considered the width of a tefach, ein tzarech lavi korah acheres, then you don't need to bring a new korah. This is going to be okay. V'im lav, but if their combined width is not a tefach, tzarech lavi korah acheres, then you would need to go and bring another korah. If these two korahs, when they're combined, and the width is going to be less than a tefach, they could still support some sort of half brick lengthwise, which measures three tefachim, then you don't need to bring another korah. But if they can't do that, then you would have to go and bring another korah to go and adjust the mavis. Rav Shem Gamliel is again is more mekil and says you wouldn't necessarily need this tefach. Next case, how you achas lemala v'achas lamata, if these two korahs were placed one higher and one lower. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, son Rabbi Yehuda says Rowin el yonaki uhi lamata, that we view the upper one as if it were below, v'asatachtonaki uhi lamala, the lower one as if it were above, meaning we view the two korahs as if they were on the same level, and if they were at the same level, they would combine to form a valid korah, then they'd be good. Uvavad shelo tehe el yonu lamala me'asher ma'ama, provided that the upper korah is not higher than 20 amos above the ground, and that the lower one's not lower than 10 tefachim above the ground, which are the standard minimum and maximum heights of a korah. So now comes the question of the Gemara. Ha zev zev besoch esr. The implication of the statement of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, where we said if there were twin korahs, one higher and one lower, that we can view it as if it's on the same level, as long as it's within 10 tefachim and 20 amos. So the implication is ha zev zev besoch esr, that if either of them, or meaning that if the higher korah and the lower korah were both within 20 amos and above 10 tefachim, amrina chavut rami, then we would say this concept of chavut rami, that we view it on the same level, afagav de les bei tefach, even though the upper beam does not have the width of a tefach. So we see that we're applying chavut rami even when there's no tefach width, which is what Rava told us in the whole last amud, that's what we need. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Amar le Rav Kana, said back to Ravashi to defend Rava's shita. Tarat zvei mahachi, we can really answer that really Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda was saying the following. Ubevad shelo tehel el yonu l'mala me'esrin, when we said that, provided that the upper one is not higher than 20 amos, and we add a little bit and say rather it's within 20 amos from the ground, and the lower one is close to it within three tefachim, so we can apply love. Or we can say that also what it's saying Meaning, additionally, what it's telling us is that it's not lower than 10 tefachim, but rather it's above 10 tefachim, and it's within 3 tefachim of the other korah, and therefore we would apply lavud, and that's why it's going to be okay. But if it's for sure, if it's going to be under a tefach, that's not going to be good about shlosha. But if the upper one is more than 3 tefachim separate, kevan delespe tefach, since neither the upper or the lower beam have the width of a tefach, lo abrinan chavut rami, we would not apply chavut rami. So the only reason why Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda allowed it is because we're applying lavud. Lavud, but chavut rami would not apply unless we have a tefach, which is exactly what Rava had been telling us. Next part of the mission, we said we should tilta merubach mecha masak shir. We said that if we have a sukkah whose shade exceeds its sunlight, then it's going to be kasher, which the implication is haki hadadi psula, that if it was the same amount, then the sukkah would be no good. But v'hatanan be'idach pirkin, but we said in our first mission of the whole masech, v'shechamasa merubah mitzilta psula, that if we have more sunlight than shade, then it's going to be pasul, which the implication over there is haki hadadi kshira, that if it was the same, then it would be kasher. So we seem to have contradictory implications as to how we would go and have these the din when there's equal amounts of sun and shade. So answering Mara Lokasha, Kan Mil Mala, Kan Mil Mata. There is no steer. When we said that it's going to be bad when it's equal, that's when you're looking up at the schach itself. If it's equal when looking up, that's going to be a problem. Kan Mil Mata, when we said that it's going to be good, that's when you're looking at the floor. Because the difference is, when you see equal sun and shade on the floor, then you could be sure that it's definitely more shade on top. But when it's for sure more shade, or when it's more sun coming from the top, then it's for sure going to be a problem, because you clearly see that there's more sun than shade by the schach. Omer of Papa, and Papa says, this is what people say, that the size of a zuz above, meaning when you're looking, it's a smaller hole, and when you're down on the floor, then it's a bigger hole. So if the bigger hole, meaning if you're looking at the floor and it looks like equal sun and shade, then you could be sure that it's smaller up top, and therefore you're going to be totally fine. Then the Mishnah had told us, Me'uba kimin bayis, that if the sukkah is thickly covered like a house, then even though the stars can't be seen from inside the sukkah, it's still going to be kasher. So Tanur Ban Rabbi Shon Sabraisa, Hamu'uba kimin bayis, that a sukkah that's thickly covered like a house, Afa pishen kocham nir mitocha, even though the stars cannot be seen from within the sukkah, kshir, it's still going to be kasher. In kochve achama nir mitocha. However, if the schach is so thick that even the rays of the sun can't be seen from there, Beishamai poslun beisil machshirim. So Beishamai says it's going to be no good, and Beisil says that it still would be good. So this is the end of that Gemara. We're now up to the next Mishnah. This is Chaf Days and days. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.